Everyone, it's the Svarah Kalacha of the week from Sharei Ora. It's Rabbi Jachter on behalf of Sharei Ora. We're going to speak about a topic in Hilchot Avelut because we're all saddened this week. It's the Shiva'ah for Avi Gilad, our beloved member. And our discussion today will be about Hilchot Avelut. And it will be in honor of Avi Li'ilui Nishmato. Today we're going to speak about Tefillin on the first day of Avelut. I mentioned actually in the Dvar Torah in that I gave at the Yeshiva house, where I mentioned that the Avelim do not wear tefillin on the first day of Shiva'ah. What that means is as follows: the men Avelim do not wear tefillin from the time of Mitah to the time of Kfurah because they're Onanim. Now after the Kfurah, even after the Kfurah, on that very first day, they do not wear tefillin. The Gemara explains the reason. It goes like this: Pe'archa chavush alecha, that the tefillin are called crown, and crown should not be upon us. We should not wear our crown on a day in which we are sad, in which we are so mourning as Avelud. Not an appropriate day for tefillin. And therefore, the Gilad boys did not wear the Gilad sons did not wear the tefillin on the first day of the Avelut, even after the Kivurah. Now, the question then becomes: somebody already asked me in the Kilah privately, said, "Whoa, Barav Avadja believes, he has a long tshuva in the Chazon Avadja, that lechatchila that ideally we should try to accommodate the opinion of the Maritas when a situation when you have the Yom Hamitah and the Yom Kivurah on two different days." The Maritas wants to claim that the only time the Avel is excused from wearing tefillin, he's not supposed to wear tefillin, it's only if that very first day is both the Yom Mitah and the Yom Kivurah. But if it's a day in which it's a Yom with the Yom Mitah, Yom Kivurah on separate days, then the Avel does not have to wear in such a case, the Avel should wear his tefillin. If the Yom Mitah, Yom Kivurah on two separate days, then the Avel should wear his tefillin right after the Kivurah, according to the Maritats, a prominent Sephardi Posek from about 500 years ago. So in our situation, the congregant asked, we should be accommodating the Maritats. The Maritats says that since Avi was Niftar on Shabbat and the Kfurah was on Sunday, the Yom Mitah and the Kfurah were not on the same day. Sunday was not both the Yom Mitah and Yom Kivurah, and therefore the Gilad sons, Lichorah, according to the Maritans, should have worn tefillin. Maravaja says that we try lechatchila to accommodate the Maritats, therefore we'd say that she put on tefillin without a bracha. Many Achronim disagree with the Maritats. So in such a situation, to satisfy the so many Achronim that disagree with the Maritats, we would say, do not make a bracha, but put on tefillin. So why did I instruct the Gilad sons to put on tefillin and not make a bracha? Well, the answer is, Maravaja writes here in the Chazon Avadja, that is only when, at least theoretically, there was a possibility to do Kivurah on the Yom Mitah. We could not have done the Kivurah on the Yom Mitah since the Kivurah is on Shabbat. And when the Kivurah is on Shabbat, when the Mitah is on Shabbat and the Kivurah is on the next day on Sunday, in such a situation, even according to Maritats, the Avel should not wear his tefillin on that first day, even after the Kivurah, even though it's not both Yom Mitah and Yom Kivurah in such a situation. On the situation that the Gilad sons faced, according to all opinions, no tefillin on this past Sunday, even according to the Maritats. So I just wanted to share with you this ruling from Rav Avadja in Chazon Avadja. It should be Li'ilui Nishmat Avi Gilad Avihu Ben Le'ah Ruach Hashem Tenichenu Began Eden.